There's a lot of scooter driving over Shabbos. I got a couple of complaints about it in Woodmere. I leave Woodmere and the place falls apart. So Motzei Shabbos, the first text I get from someone, David Samuels, says, can you speak about scooters on Shabbos? And then Yitzhak Mordechai Berger asked me this morning, can you speak about, he wanted to ask me about scooters, but he already saw it announced as part of the schedule. So what's the Indian of riding scooters on Shabbos? Is there any problem with scooters? So I haven't seen anything discussed about scooters, but we have a lot of discussion about bikes, bicycles on Shabbos. Is that allowed or not? So the first source they all quote is the Tshuvas Rav Holim. He has in Chelek Alef Simen Chaf Hey. He talks about a few issues. A few issues to keep in mind is, number one is an Erev. If there's no Erev, is that considered carrying? When you ride on something, you're not actually holding something, but you are causing something to move, a violation of Hotzah, possibly. Leaving outside the Tchum would be another issue. Uv D'Dechol, just not things that people should be doing on Shabbos. We should walk and run differently than we do during the week. Shabbos should be different. And Shem Yisak and Kli, you might come to fix it. You might come to, the hole in the tire. You might blow up the air in the tire. These are the four basic issues. So the Chuvas Rav Holim, he writes that if there is an Erev, so then he thinks it's allowed. There's no issue of Hotzah. He's not concerned with people leaving the Tchum. And he doesn't think, he doesn't even address the question of Shem Yisak and Kli. It doesn't even come to him. He doesn't mention it. But he says, Uv D'Chol not an issue either, because all you're doing is really pushing your legs, not really much of an avoda involved in that. And you don't really plan to travel too far, because no one travels far by themselves when they're b'yichidus. So he thinks it's a completely normal thing, and therefore nothing to be concerned of. The Kaf HaChaim, he writes in Simen Tuf Dalet, Os Zion, Os Chaz, rather, he talks about this. It's fascinating, by the way. And he lived in the earlier 20th century. He died in 1939 or so. But he talks about cars and motorcycles. It's always so neat when they use Hebrew letters to describe what's going on here. So he says here, Binyan Hofanim Shakorna Bicycle. I'm not sure the test is doing there, but bicyclist. So a bicyclist maybe or something. He describes it, it's a galaktan, a small little wagon. People sit on it. He describes what everything is. There's no fire there. There's no gas, no nothing. And there are two wheels, and it moves around in a metal, and you blow up the leather tires. It's really a very nice description of the bicycle. So then he says sometimes people are traveling, and there's a little hole in it, and they try to patch it up with another piece of leather. And are you allowed to go? So he quotes the Chuvas Rav Holim, and he describes all the different points. He mentions that one should make sure, in addition to the Rav Holim allowing one to ride a bicycle on Shabbos, he does say one needs to be careful not to blow up the tire on Shabbos. That's a different topic. Could you blow up balloons on Shabbos? Could you blow up beach balls? That's another discussion. But he says be careful not to do that. And one would be allowed to as long as there's an Erev. Then he says, let's say there is no Erev, but it's a Karmelis. So he says if there's a Karmelis, he writes, so then he thinks only if there's a real need are you allowed to ride in a bicycle, even though there's no Erev. We live in an area of Woodmere. There's no Rishis Rabim here. It's a Karmelis at worst. So therefore, he would feel that you can ride a bike even if there were no Erev here in Woodmere, if there's a certain tzorach. And he says, not a tzorach of pikuach nefesh even. Just a tzorach, he says, if the shlech tibur needs to go to the bakor, he needs to get to shul, he could hop on his bike and bike to shul in order to lane for the tibur. So that's all the Chuvas Rav Holim. But the Kaf HaChaim comes on and quotes, Amnom yesh ktsas me'achronim, they're those, shedaitim lahachmir b'zeh, those who are stringent, the rov haholchim bofanim hanizkar enim b'nei Torah. Most people who ride on bikes, I'm not sure if he's describing the week or Shabbos, let's assume Shabbos. Most people who drive ride on bikes on Shabbos are not B'nai Torah, and if you allow them to travel within the city on Shabbos, it's going to happen inevitably. They're going to be Mekel and leave the Tchum on Shabbos as well, in addition to them perhaps trying to patch up any hole that happens. And moreover, sometimes you're going up a hill and you can't climb up the hill, so they're going to pick up the bike and carry the bike when there's no Erev, and it's Metaltel Arba Amos B'Rishis Rabim. And he says, that's the Minog Eretz Tzvi, which is Eretz Yisrael. She'ein holchen bofanim haniskar. We don't carry, we don't drive and ride such bikes on Shabbos, nor on Yontif. Afilu b'soch ha'ir, she'esh ba'ir. That's the understanding of the Kaf HaChaim. Now, the Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Alef Simen Chav Alef, he also says in the very last line of the Simen, Davar Pashit, it's usher to ride bikes on Shabbos. It's an issue of Tchum, it's an issue of the Uv D'chol, it's an issue of Shem Yisak and Kli. Therefore, it's prohibited. I know in a deal, I believe that they do ride bikes, but Rav Avadia does have a tshuva. He writes in Chazon Avadia Yosef, page 43, it's Asim Mishem Uv D'chol. So in deal, they have different Sephardi poskim who they rely on, I presume. So that's when it comes to riding on bikes. There is one heter of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says tricycles. I hope no one here is riding tricycles. But tricycles is permitted. It's a tricycle that, not the ones that, regular bikes that you add wheels on with the chains. With the chains and the added on wheels, that's not allowed. a tricycle that a little three-year-old rides on. You know, it just has three wheels. That's allowed. Firstly, it's a child. You can't get very far. It's not really that uvda d'chol. You're not going to fix it. So the tricycle is really the best, at least for the Ashkenazim, the best heter that we have. People should not be riding bikes. I did see actually recently some from people. They weren't dressed from, but they were Orthodox, and then they were riding bikes on Shabbos. So again, you have to figure out what they're keeping exactly. But I did see it here in Woodmere a few weeks ago, someone riding a bike on Shabbos was Jewish. Bikes are certainly usher because of all these reasons. The most primary reason is uvda d'chol. There's no real issue of hotzah. Tchum is not so much of an issue either. Shem yisakein kli might be. The professionals know how to fix their bikes. That could be a real relevant issue. But uvda d'chol is really the biggest issue, that what you do during the week should be very different than what you do on Shabbos. That being said, what about going on scooters on Shabbos? What about that? So I spoke to Rabbi Leibowitz a couple months ago. I had the shaila ready. I wanted to know his thoughts, and he was also shocked to see around North Woodmere tons of people riding scooters. And it's an issue of uvda d'chol. The question becomes, how does one define uvda d'chol? Does it depend on the community? Does it depend on the minhagim? Does it, because people are now just ignoring the issue, they think scooters are different than bikes, does that now make it something normal? The definition of uvda d'chol is, what you do during the week is different than what you do on Shabbos. So if you're going on scooters during the week, by definition, by doing that on Shabbos is different. The way you dress, the way you walk, everything must be different. So the way I would conclude is as follows, that really children should not, and certainly adults, but children also should not really be going on scooters unless they're under a certain age. A five-year-old, six-year-old, to me, it's like going on a tricycle. But once a boy gets, or a girl gets a 8, 9, 10, 11, a little bit more understanding of things, I would imagine it would, it really should be frowned upon because of the d'chol. So many people are doing it. He was telling me that certain areas of Woodmere, from people who are dressed very frum, are going on scooters. So I'm not sure if they asked the Shaila. My guess would be if they asked the Rav would probably frown upon it. I'm not sure. I'm not certain. I just actually asked Rabbi Lop Sablovsky. I did not hear back from him yet, so I don't have his take. My guess is he would say also probably issue of uvda d'chol unless you hit a certain age. So my recommendation is really avoid it unless it's a child under the age of 6 or so. Okay, we'll stop here. What's tomorrow's topic? I had a request for this already. I put it in already to Benji Davin, but I guess we'll find out tomorrow because I don't remember what it was anymore. Okay, have a great night, guys.